Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, ninth chapter, text number 35. Sapadi sakhi vacho nishamya manje, nija parayor bhalayor ratam niveshya, stita vati para sanikayur akshna, hritavati parata sakhe ratir mamastu. In obedience to the command of his friend, Lord Krishna entered the arena of the battlefield of Kurukshetra between the soldiers of Arjuna and Duryodhana, and while there he shortened the lifespans of the opposite party by his merciful glance. This was done simply by looking at the enemy. Let my mind become fixed upon that Krishna. Purport in the Bhagavad Gita 121 through 25, Arjuna ordered the infallible Lord Sri Krishna to place his chariot between the phalanxes of the soldiers. He asked him to stay there until he had finished observing the enemies he had to face in the battle. And the Lord was so asked, he at once did so, just like an order carrier. And the Lord pointed out all the important men on the opposite side, saying, here is Bhishma, here is Drona, and so on. The Lord, being the Supreme Living Being, is never the order supplier or order carrier of anyone, whoever he may be. But out of his causeless mercy and affection for his pure devotees, sometimes he carries out the order of the devotees like an unwaiting servant. By executing the order of a devotee, the Lord becomes pleased, as a father is pleased to carry out the order of his small child. This is possible only out of pure transcendental love between the Lord and his devotees, and Bhishma Dev was quite aware of this fact. He therefore addressed the Lord as the friend of Arjuna. The Lord diminished the duration of life of the opposite party by his merciful glance. It is said that all the fighters who assembled on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained salvation by personally seeing the Lord at the time of death. Therefore, his diminishing the duration of life of Arjuna's enemy does not mean that he was partial to the cause of Arjuna. Factually, he was merciful to the opposite party because they would not have attained salvation by dying at home in the ordinary course of life. Here was a chance to see the Lord at the time of death and thus attain salvation from material life. Therefore, the Lord is all good, and whatever he does is for everyone's good. Apparently, it was for the victory of Arjuna, his intimate friend, but factually, it was for the good of Arjuna's enemies. Such are the transcendental activities of the Lord, and whoever understands this also gets salvation from quitting, rather gets salvation after quitting this material body. The Lord does not do wrong or does no wrong in any circumstance because he is absolute, all good at all times. Om Agyana Timurandasham Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam. So, in this way, by hearing this wonderful verse and purport of Srimad Bhagavatam,
seega läbi selle imelise Srimad Bhagavatami värsi ja selgituse kuulamise
we can gain further insight into the amazing wonder of Krishna.
Võime me avada sügavamat nägemist Krishna imelisusse.
It's a fact that Krishna is amazingly wonderful.
See on fakt, et Krishna on hämmastavalt imeline.
This is an amazing thing here, that simply by Krishna's glance, He shortened the lifespans of the opposite party.
See on täiesti imeline, et Krishna lihtsalt oma pilguga lühendas vastaspoole eluiga.
And that they were all as equally fortunate as Arjuna was, even though they were defeated.
Ja nad olid tegelikult sama õnnistatud kui Arjunagi, kuigi neid võideti.
Even though they were killed on the battlefield, they lost the war.
Et isegi kuna nad said surma, nad kaotasid sõja.
They were equally as benefited as the party of Arjuna.
Või tegelikult sama palju õnnistatud kui Arjuna sõjapool.
So, from this we can understand that Krishna is actually benefiting everyone equally throughout the whole existence.
Et läbi selle me tegelikult mõistame seda, et läbi kogu eksistentsi õnnistab kõik Krishna kõiki võrdselt.
In all times, places and circumstances.
Kõikidel aeg, igal ajal, igas kohas, igas tingimuses.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshostina priyaha. Ye bhajanti tumang bhakcha mai te teshu chapyaham. Krishna says, I envy no one.
Krishna ütleb, et ma ei kadesta mitte kedagi.
I am equal to all.
Ma olen kõigi vastu võrdne.
But whoever renders service to me in love,
aga see, kes teenib mind armastusega,
is a friend,
on sõber,
is in me,
ta on minus,
and I am also a friend to him.
Ta on sõber, ta on minu sõber ja ka mina olen ka tema sõber.
So Krishna is making the point that actually he's completely equal to everyone.
Seega Krishna toob välja selle mõtte, et ta on täielikult võrdne kõigi vastu.
Everyone is getting the equal mercy of Krishna.
Kõik saavad täiesti võrdselt Krishna armulikust.
You may say, but Gurudev, how is that possible? Because Krishna says, I reward them according to their degree of surrender.
Sa võid ju küsida, et oh Gurudev, kuidas saab see tõsi olla, et Krishna ju tegelikult...
And certainly not everyone is surrendering to the same degree. Some aren't surrendering at all.
Et Krishna ju autasustab kõiki vastava sellele, kuidas nad alistuvad talle, aga kõiki alistuvad ju võrdselt.
So how you can say that Krishna is giving equal reward to everyone?
Et kuidas sa siis saad öelda, et Krishna on kõikide vastu võrdne ja autasustab kõiki, või tasustab kõiki võrdselt?
So try to understand how it is that Krishna is blessing everyone equally.
Siis te peate nüüd mõistma, et kuidas Krishna tegelikult kõiki võrdselt tasustab.
Does the father love all of his children or just some of his children?
Kas isa armastab kõiki oma lapsi või ainult mõndasid oma lapsest?
Does he only love those children who are obedient or does he also love those children who are rascal?
Kas ta armastab ainult neid lapsi, kes on kuulekad või ta armastab ka neid, kes ei kuula teda?
Actually, the father is affectionate to all of his children.
Tegelikult on isa armulik kõikide oma laste vastu.
But that affection will take a different shape or a different form according to the mentality of the child.
Aga see armulikus ja kindlumus tegelikult võtab erineva vormi vastavalt lapse teadusele.
So, whether Krishna is taking the living entity back to home, back to Godhead.
Et kas Krishna võtab elusolendi tagasi koju vaimses maailma?
Or through the agency of the material nature, he's keeping him in the cycle of birth and death.
Või läbi materiaalse maailma hoiata teda elusolendit sünni ja surma ahelas.
In either position, he's bestowing his loving kindness upon that living being.
Et mõlemal juhul tegelikult ta jagab oma armulikust elusolendile.
The fact is that Krishna is emanating each and every living entity from himself.
Fakt on see, et Krishna laiendab igat elusolendit iseendast.
For the sole purpose of having a loving relationship with that living entity.
Ainult sellel põhjusel, et omad armastusliku suhet selle elusolendiga.
He doesn't manifest living beings for the sake of torturing them.
Ta ei laienda neid elusolendid selle mõttega, et neid piinata.
Krishna is not sadistic.
Krishna ei ole sadist.
He enjoys torturing people.
Et ta naudiks inimeste piinamist.
Krishna wants to have nice loving relationship with each and every one of his living entities.
Krishna tahab kõik oma elusolenditega omada armastuslikku ja head suhet.
So he does everything possible to make arrangements that he can have that.
Ja seega teeb ta kõik korraldused selleks, et ta saaks seda suhet omada.
For those who voluntarily choose to love Krishna,
ja nende jaoks, kes vabatahtlikult valivad armastada Krishnat.
He reciprocates with them like anything.
Ta suhtleb nendega täielikult.
He gives them all facility to have a loving relationship with him.
Ta annab sellele elusolendile kõik võimalused selleks, et ta saaks omada seda suhet.
And for those who foolishly think, let me try to be Krishna, let me try to be God.
Ja neile, kes rumalat arvavad, et nad saavad ise olla Jumal.
He facilitates them in their illusion.
Annab ta neile võimalus olla illusioonis.
Just like the little girl who wanted to hold the moon in her hand.
Just nagu see väike tüdruk, kes tahtis hoida kuud oma käes.
Can a little girl hold the moon in her hand? Is that possible?
See on võimalik, et väike tüdruk võiks hoida kuud oma käes.
No, that is impossible.
See on võimatu.
So how will the mother satisfy the child?
Aga kuidas siis ema rahuldab oma last?
The mother gives the child a mirror in the hand.
Ema annab lapsele peegli kätte.
And she positions the child in such a way that the mirror, the moon is reflected in the mirror.
Ja ta paigutab selle peegli niimoodi, et see peegeldab kuud.
So it's not possible that you can be God.
Ja tegelikult see on võimalt, et saaks olla Jumal.
But because you so much wanted to be God.
Aga kuna sa nii väga tahtsid olla Jumal.
Therefore Krishna gives you a mirror in the hand.
See Krishna annab sulle peegli kätte.
He gives you this material body.
Ta annab sulle selle materiaalse keha.
And lets you think, yes, I am Estonian.
Ja kui sa mõtled, et ma olen eestlane.
I am male.
Ma olen mees.
I am great.
Ma olen võimas.
I am the center of the universe.
Ma olen universumi keskpunkt.
I am the star of the show.
Ma olen lava täht.
And everybody else is my supporting actor. Even Krishna is my supporting actor.
Ja kõik teised on minu teised on lihtsalt minu toetus näitlejad.
So that is Krishna's love. He's giving you what you wanted, but at the same time, he's giving it in such a way that you realize this is nonsense.
Et tegelikult see on Krishna armulikus. Krishna annab sulle seda, mida sa tahtsid. Aga samas ta annab.
Out of here.
Aga samas ta annab sulle ka mõista seda selliselt, et sa saaksid aru, et sa peaksid sellest välja hoopis tulema.
I'm sick and tired of the repetition of birth and death.
Ta annab sulle mõista, et sa oled tegelikult väsinud selle sünni ja surma ahelast.
I don't want to have a rotting body.
Et ma ei taha omada seda mädanevat keha.
That gets sick, that gets old and dies.
Mis jääb haigeks ja vanaks ja sureb.
I want to have an eternal body.
Ma tahan saada igavest keha.
That doesn't need hearing aids.
Mis ei vaja kuulmisabi.
Doesn't need glasses.
Mis ei vaja brille.
You see? Doesn't need to go to the toilet.
Mis ei vaja minema WC-sse.
That I can simply enjoy in Krishna's service without any restriction.
Et ma ilma mingisuguste piirangutega võin nautida Krishna teenimist.
You see, this is the intelligence.
See on arukus.
If we can understand these points, then we are actually becoming human beings.
Et kui me seda mõistame, siis me tegelikult muutume inimolemiteks.
But if you simply remain lost in material sense enjoyment.
Aga kui me jääme lihtsalt eksema materiaalsesse meeldenaudingusse.
Eating, sleeping, mating and offending.
Magamisse, paaritumisse, söömisse ja kaitsmisse.
Then what are you?
Siis mis sa oled?
You're simply one of those ruff, ruff.
Sa oled lihtsalt üks nendest auh, auh.
Simply dog.
Lihtsalt koer.
Or meow.
Meow. You see?
Cat.
Kass.
You see? So, you have to come off the dog and cat platform. Do you know how many lifetimes you've actually lived as a dog? You've been through every species. There are beagles, there are dachshunds, there are greyhounds, there are Doberman Pinschers, there's so many different species of dog. You've been every species of dog.
Et sa nii palju koera tõuge, sa oled tegelikult kõik nad olnud.
German Shepherd.
Saksa lambakoer.
You've seen that dog Chihuahua.
Sa oled seda Chihuahua näinud.
A little tiny dog about this big. They call them Chihuahua. They're that big.
See on hästi väike koer.
You've been every name go.
Sa oled olnud iga üks neist.
They think they're very big, you see.
Ja need väiksi koerad arvavad, et nad on väga suured.
They think they are the lord of all their civilians. A little tiny thing.
Need väiksi koerad mõtlevad, et nad on kõige valitsejad.
We have been in every species.
Me oleme olnud kõik liigid.
We have been bear.
Ma
We have been monkey. We have been alligator. We have been baboon.
I don't know, it is in Estonian.
We have been armadillo. You know what is armadillo? That is very famous in Texas, the armadillo. When you come to Texas, we will show you the armadillo. So you have been everything. So are you satisfied to have another rotting corpse? You know, rotting away in the day after day here in Tartu, Estonia. Are you happy to be rotting away? You see? Are you happy? Are you delighted?
I'm very happy.
This is called Maya Sukhaya. Because your body is young, you're thinking, I can enjoy it. But you go to some old people and ask them if they're enjoying. See how much they're enjoying their suffering and their pain. So, we should not be deluded by this so-called happiness of material life. We should understand that this material body is a dead-end street. This material body will take you nowhere except to death. So why do we give our whole life just to serve it? We brush the teeth.
Me peseme hambaid.
We shave it.
Me raseerime seda.
We bathe it.
Me peseme seda.
We dress it.
Me riietame seda.
We do so many things to give the brain some education.
Me teeme nii palju asju, anname ajule mingisuguse hariduse.
To give it some satisfaction of wife and family.
Me anname mingi rahulduse läbi naiste ja laste.
But that simply increases the illusion that one can be happy on the plane of the body. We have to realize that we have a real identity beyond this material body. That we are actually eternal spiritual beings. That we have nothing to do with this material nature. This is the only way we can truly be happy. We have to come to the platform known as Krishna consciousness. That's the only thing worth striving for in material in this world. There's nothing else worth striving for except Krishna consciousness. Anything else you may go after
it's
here today and it's finished tomorrow. What you can hold on to this world? Can you hold on to money? No.
Ei.
Can you hold on to fame?
Kas sa võid hoida kuulsusest kinni?
No.
Ei.
Can you hold on to sex pleasure?
Kas sa võid hoida seksuaalnaudingust kinni?
No.
Ei.
Can you hold on to eating?
Kas sa võid hoida söömisest kinni?
No, you can only eat a few minutes a day. Beyond that, you'll get sick.
Ei, sa võid ainult mõni minut päevas süüa. Rohkem kui sees, saad haigeks.
You enjoy eating, but you, how many minutes a day you can eat?
Mitu minutit päevas võid süüa.
Can you eat 24 hours a day?
Sa võid 20 tundi päevas süüa.
You become very sick.
Sa jääd väga haigeks.
You'll die young.
Ja sa suured noored.
You try to eat 24 hours a day.
Kui üritad 24 tundi päevas süüa.
So these material pleasures, you cannot enjoy them very much.
Ja need materiaalsed naudingud, sa ei saa neid tegelikult üldse nautida.
So why should we suffer for a little flickering material happiness?
Milleks mingisuguse sähvatava materiaalse naudingu pärast nii palju kannatada?
Do you think that's an intelligent thing to do?
Sa arvad, et see on intelligentne asi, mida teha?
To suffer like anything just for a little temporary flickering happiness?
Et mingi ajutise tühise naudingu pärast nii palju kannatada?
No, it's completely asinine.
Ei, see on täiesti
You don't know what asinine means? It means foolish like an ass. It's a completely asinine thing to try to enjoy this material world. You should simply understand that you're the eternal servant of God. And simply do your duty to serve Him. It's a simple thing. You have to understand I'm the eternal servant of God. So therefore my duty is to serve Him. What could be more simple? What could be more sublime than that? You are the eternal servant of God. Therefore you must always serve Him. With your every thought, your every word, your every deed, and every time, in every place, and in every situation. Do you understand? Are you willing to do it?
I'm trying to reach that point.
So you're chanting every day two rounds, you said, huh? So now you must increase. You must increase. So at least four rounds you must chant every
day. I have to go to sleep at the right time.
That's right. You got to go to bed earlier. Don't stay up till midnight every night. Okay, any questions? Yeah.
What does it mean to be Krishna as a supporting actor?
To be Krishna's support. Except, what does it mean to think that Krishna is your supporting actor? Yes. In Hollywood movies, there's always somebody who's the star of the show, you see.
Hollywoodi filmis on alati see, kes on nagu staar.
They're the center of the attraction.
Nemad on tähelepanu keskpunkt.
They get the fame and the glory.
Nad saavad au ja kuulsust.
The whole story revolves around them.
Et kogu jutt keerleb nende ümber.
And there are other actors who are supporting them, who, you know, have subordinate roles to help make them look better and be more appreciated by the audience. The other actors simply help them to have the prominent position.
Ja teistel näitajatel on lihtsalt kõrvalosad, mis aitavad esile tuua selle staari rolli.
So to think that Krishna is my supporting actor means I think that actually everything that exists is for my pleasure.
Ja kui ma mõtlen, et Krishna on minu kõrvalosatäitja, siis see tähendab seda, et ma mõtlen, et kõik on minu naudinguks mõeldud.
And I can believe in God, that's all right. As long as he's serving my desires, then it's completely fine.
Et jah, et ma... usun Jumalas, aga ainult nii kaua, kui ta mind rahuldab.
This point is made by Prabhupada again and again throughout his books. You must be familiar.
Et läbi oma raamatut, Srila Prabhupada korduvalt räägib sellest.
To take God as the order supplier.
Et kui sa võtad vastu Jumala kui käsu täitja.
Then my dear Lord, I want this, now you must give me.
Et armas Jumal, ma tahan seda, nüüd sa pead mulle selle anda.
1-800, just like the toll-free numbers. You know, whatever you want, you just dial 1-800. Blah, blah, blah. 1-800-GOD. Okay. God. Okay, God, I need this. I need some money. Yeah, I get it here right away.
See? See on just nii, et vajutad 1-800 ja lihtsalt Jumal ütleb, ma tahan raha ja kohe praegu.
I want a boyfriend, get him here right away. I want a girlfriend, get her here right away.
Ma tahan poissi või tõrukut, et tooda kohe siia.
I want to be famous, you know, get me, make me famous right away. You know, like this.
Et ma tahan, olen kuulus, tee mind kuulsaks.
That, but you expect that the materialist, he thinks that God must fulfill all of his desires. That everything, the materialist thinks that everything revolves around him. The whole existence is for his pleasure. And he's willing to believe in God if God becomes the one who gives him whatever he wants.
Ja ta on sellisel juhul nõus uskuma Jumalasse, kui Jumal annab talle kõik, mida ta tahab.
Who simply supports him in his stardom.
Kes lihtsalt on tema kõrval osa täitja, tema staari lennus.
But if God doesn't provide,
aga kui Jumal ei anna tale midagi,
then I will teach him a very good lesson. I will be atheist.
Võt, aga siis ma õpetan Jumalat ja hakkan ateistiks.
Papa gives the example after World War II.
Et Prabhupada toob näite, et pärast teist maailmasõda,
there were so many men were killed and German men were killed.
Et nii palju saksa sõdureid sai surma.
The fathers were killed.
Isad said surma.
The husbands were killed.
Abikaasad said surma.
The brothers were killed.
Vennad said surma.
The sons were killed.
Pojad said surma.
There were so many widows after World War II.
Nii palju leski oli pärast teist maailmasõda.
And they became, atheism became very widespread.
Ja ateism sai väga laialt levinuks.
Because they were all praying, God, bring back my father.
Siis nad kõik palvetsid, et oh Jumal, too tagasi minu isa.
Bring back my husband.
Too tagasi minu mees.
Bring back my brother.
Too tagasi minu vend.
Bring back my son.
Too tagasi minu poeg.
And their prayers were not answered.
Ja nende palvetel ei vastatud.
So in this way, the materialist,
selläbi materialistid,
he has his desires, he wants the Lord to fulfill them.
Materialistid on soovid, ta tahab, et Jumal need täidaks.
And if the Lord does not do that,
ja kui Jumal seda ei tee,
then the materialist will reject him. He'll become agnostic or atheist.
Siis materialist lihtsalt hülgab Jumale ja hakkab ateistiks või agnostikuks.
So that is not unconditional surrender. That is business deal.
Et see on lihtsalt äritehing.
That I accept God as my business partner.
Et ma võtan vastu Jumale kui ma äripartneri.
I'm willing to make deals with him as long as I always come out ahead.
Et ma olen valmis temaga tegema tehinguid, aga siis kui ainult mina tulen võitlina välja.
But if there is a business deal with God where he comes out ahead and I get the short end of the stick.
Et mis siis kui sükka äri tehing on, et minule jääb nagu väiksem osa.
Then I cut off the partnership.
Aga siis ma siis lõpetan selle partneruse.
And I become a communist or something like that.
Siis ma hakkan kommunistiks või millestki selliseks.
Any other questions?
Any other questions?
I have a question. Not quite about the topic we discussed.
All right, what is it?
Is it important to chant japa loudly, or I can also chant it silently in my tongue?
Softly is okay, but silently is not.
Küsimus on selline, et mis moodi on japa lugemisega? Et kas ma pean sa lugema vaidud või ma seda lugeda ka oma mõttes täiesti hääletult?
Because you won't get the fixity of mind if you try to do it silently.
Ja Gurudev vastas seda, et sa võid seda vaikselt lugeda, aga kui sa seda täiesti hääletult loed ainult oma mõttes, siis see ei tööta.
You will not get the quality of meditation if you do it silently.
Et sa ei saa selle meditatsiooni kvaliteeti kätte.
The symptom of Kali Yuga is our minds are always disturbed.
Kali Yuga symptom on see, et meie mõistus on alati häiritud.
So, a disturbed mind requires some audible sound vibration to properly meditate.
Ja seega häiritud mõistus vajab mingisugust helivibratsiooni, millele mediteerida.
Actually, people will say, I don't need to chant because I'm meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day.
Aga inimesed võivad öelda, et ma ei pea kordama mantrat, sellepärast, et ma keskendun Krishnale 24 tundi ööpäevas.
We sometimes hear that claim, I don't need to chant because I'm always thinking of Krishna.
Mõnikord me kuuleme sellist väidet, sellepärast, et ei, ma ei pea kordama, ma alati mõtlen Krishnast.
But I guarantee you, if you could see what was going on in their mind, you see they're hardly thinking about Krishna at all.
Et kui te tegelikult näeksite nende mõistusesse, siis nad tegelikult ei mõtle Krishnast üldsegi.
We had one of our members in Austin, he started one shop, he opened a store.
Et üks meie liikmeid Austinis, Texases avas ühe poe.
And he said he wanted to give, we offered that you can keep one donation box in the store and every day you can take the proceeds from the profit from the first sale and offer that to Krishna. So he agreed.
Otsustasime, et iga päeva, et müügist läheb teatud osa nagu Krishna teaduse toetuseks.
So we went back after some time to collect the donations.
Aga neid annetusi läksime ükskord korjama.
And the box was empty.
siis annetuskast oli tühi.
He said, where's the donations?
Ja ma küsisin, et kus on annetused?
He said, I gave it to my brother.
Ja siis ma andsin oma vennale.
My brother is Krishna.
Et minu vend on Krishna.
So people, you know, they say, yes, I'm always thinking of Krishna. You know, I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. So I'm always thinking of Krishna. But that sort of Krishna consciousness, Mayavadi Krishna consciousness, will not save you at the time of death. You may think that your dog is also Krishna. And you'll become one of Krishna's dogs in your next lifetime. Wandering the streets of Tartu. Looking for a scrap of meat in the garbage cans.
Otsides lihtsalt lihatükki prügikastist.
Questions more?
Veel küsimusi.
Question, this is a mention to his question. Chanting silently in mind or chanting loudly? By chanting loudly, one is benefiting the other living entities also.
That's very true.
Ja ma andas ütles seda, et Filippi küsimusele kommentaar, et kui sa kordad valju, siis selle läbi saavad ka teised elusolendid kasu.
Even the microbial germ is floating in the air become blessed.
Et isegi mikroobid õhus saavad õnnistatud.
So one thing, etiquette, in front of the deities, it's not meant to hold the knees. Like this. I noticed all three men, the ladies are sitting, not doing, but all the men were sitting like this.
Ja üks märkus teile, et ma nägin, et kõik mehed, naised ei istunud, aga mehed istusid, et kõik hoidsid oma põlvi kinni, niimoodi jumalust ees ei istuta.
And the deed, in front of the deities, you should never hold your knees like this.
Et jumalust ees mitte kunagi ärge hoidke oma jalgu niimoodi.
Any questions, Mark?
Veel küsimusi?
So that's it?
Okay, just one question.
Okay.
About holding, you know, knees. But what if a person, you know, he cannot, you know, stay in this position for very long?
Then bring a chair. Let him sit on a chair.
Et sellisel juhul, kui inimene tõesti niimoodi ei saa istuda väga pikka aega, siis istuda tooli peal.
Or he can move around a little bit. One has to train oneself not to hold the knees. It's mentioned in the Nectar Devotion.
Et inimene peab treenima selleks, et ennast, et noh, ta saaks niimoodi istuda, et ta hoiaks oma põlvi kinni.
This is called tapasya.
See nimetakse tapasjaks.
If we do some simple austerities, we can make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Kui me teeme lihtsaid askeesi, siis me areneme Krishna teadvuses.
Any other questions?
Veel küsimusi.
So all of your questions now are answered?
Kõik sinu küsimused on vastatud.
Ei ole.
Sorry. No.
All right, well, what question do you have that needs to be answered?
Aga mis küsimuses sa on, mille sa vastust tahad?
Ma ei saa kodus perega sülli minna.
He's saying that it's not possible for him to, you know, start fighting with his family. No. Doesn't want trouble with his family.
Not possible for him to fight with his family.
Yes.
All right, so what's the question?
Aga milles küsimus on siis?
Et... et see koht no see kodu on noh nagu rikutud ja rüvetunud sellest lihast ja kõigest ja ma ei saa lastele selgeks teha kui ma ühtepidi räägin, et ärge sööge liha, ärge tapke loomi, linde. Siis teisipidi antakse neile jälle suppi, vorsti, kõike, mida süüa. Sellest on nagu, selles mõttes nagu suur probleem minu arvates.
Aga kes annab?
No, naine ja vana isa, vana ema. Kõik ümberringi ju söövad liha siiski.
Okay. The thing is that his home is so contaminated from meat eating And at the one side, he's telling his children not to kill animals, not to eat meat. But at the other side, their mother is feeding them with meat, and everyone else around them are eating meat, you know, grandparents and so on.
Just take sannyas, that's all.
What? Take?
Take
sannyas?
You want to take sannyas? Just give it up.
Because you don't want to sannyas it vastu, et loobuda kõigest.
That's one easy solution.
from women and children?
Just give it up. Just completely give up the... Kali renounced the whole thing. Give it up.
Lihtsalt loobusest kõigest.
Jätta nälga ja külma siis või?
Et what will I then do? Will I leave them to starve?
Your wife has a job?
So nice on töö?
Yeah.
Yes.
If she doesn't want to cooperate, then let her support the family by herself.
Et kui ta taha sinuga koostööd sellest teha, siis last ise toetab.
If she wants your financial support, then she has to do what you say.
Et kui ta tahab sinu rahalist toetust, siis ta peab tegema, mis sina nõuad.
It's a simple thing. If she needs your financial support, she has to follow your instructions.
Et kui ta tahab sinu rahalist toetust, siis ta peab järgima sinu juhiseid.
Why you should let her be in charge when you know, why, if they don't want to listen to you, why even bother messing around with them? Why not give them up?
Et miks mitte loobuda nendes, kui nii palju probleeme on?
Aga küsimus ei ole mitte ainult rahas.
Aga the question is not only in money.
Aga lapsed ainult rahast ei saa elada.
But children cannot live only by money.
Yeah, but these children are being, in the present situation, the children are being slaughtered, they're being butchered by sinful activities.
Aga praegusel hetkel need lapsed läbi kaotuse tegevuse tegelikult surevad.
The present situation, the children are being slaughtered.
Tegelikult praegus olukorras need lapsed lihtsalt tapetakse.
They're being fed meat, they're being slaughtered by
neile antakse liha, nad tegelikult neid tapetakse.
The point is, if you want to stay with the family, you have to become a leader.
Mõtlen selles, et kui sa tahad jääda oma perekonnaga, siis sa pead saama selle juhiks.
You have to be strong in your own conviction.
Sa pead oma veendumuses kindel olema.
So that you can convince them.
Et sa saad neid veenda.
You're thinking, well, you don't want to disturb the peace.
Sa võid ju mõelda, et ma ei taha rahu häirida.
But you don't realize how much the peace is being disturbed every time that meat is served in that home.
Aga sa tegelikult ei tea, kui palju rahu häiritakse alati, kui selles kodus liha pakutakse.
You don't see how your children are going to be forced to take birth as animals, birth after birth after birth.
Sa ei näe tegelikult, kuidas sinu lapsi sunnitakse sündima uuesti loomadena.
Every time they eat an animal, that means another lifetime is an animal in the future. They have to live.
Iga kord, kui nad söövad looma, siis tähendab, et jälle üks elu loomana.
So, you know, if you're allowing them to be condemned to the animal species, birth after birth after birth.
Et kui sa lubad neil langeda loomade tasemele ja saada uuesti loomadeks elu järel.
If they value your association as husband and father.
Aga kui nad väärtustavad sinu positsiooni kui abikaasa ja isa.
If they want you around, then they have to learn how to respect you.
Et kui nad tahavad sinuga koos olla, siis nad peavad õppima sind austama.
It's your duty to be the leader.
See on sinu kohus olla juht.
Not a follower.
Mitte järgija.
Whoever is more Krishna conscious, they have to be the leader.
Kes on rohkem Krishna teaduses, see peab olema juht.
Your wife should follow your instructions.
Sinu naine peaks järgima sinu juhiseid.
Your children should follow your instructions.
Sinu lapsed peaksid järgima sinu juhiseid.
The parents also should follow your instructions. Whoever in the group of people, whoever is more Krishna conscious, that person must be the leader. And everyone else should follow his instructions. That is not material. That is spiritual. So if you're more Krishna conscious, then your duty is that you must be the leader.
Kui sa oled rohkem Krishna teaduses, siis sinu kohus on olla juht.
And if you could not lead them, you should give them up.
Ja kui sa ei saa neid juhtida, sa pead nendest loobuma.
And if you cannot give them up, then that's all right, you remain, but you must be the leader.
Ja kui sa ei suuda nendest loobuda, siis sa pead jääda, aga sa pead olema juht.
So your choice is either you remain as leader or you give them up.
Sinu valik on see, et kas sa jääd olema kui juht või sa loobud nendest.
But leader doesn't mean fight.
Aga olla juht ei tähenda sõdimist.
Leader means love.
Juht olla tähendab armastust.
You have to give them so much loving kindness.
Sa pead annama neile nii palju armastuslikku.
That they're inspired to follow your instructions.
Sa pead annama neile nii palju armastust, et nad lihtsalt saavad olema inspireeritud sellest.
You understand? This is spiritual leader, not material leader.
Mitte materiaalne juht, vaid vaimne.
See, material leader, they use all kinds of means. They bribe, they murder, they do so many things.
Et materiaalsed juhid kasutavad igasuguseid asju, nad annavad altkäemaksu või lasevad kedagi ära tappa.
The spiritual leader means you are so kind.
Aga vaimne juht olla tähendab seda, et sa oled nii lahke.
And you are so wise.
Ja sa oled nii tark.
That they are inspired to follow you.
Ja nad saavad olema innustatud sind järgima.
So you have to become more Krishna conscious.
Sa pead saama jõudma, saama rohkem Krishna teadusesse.
You must increase your chanting.
Sa pead suurendama kordamist.
And become more happy in Krishna consciousness.
Ja saama olema rohkem õnnelik Krishna teaduses.
So that they will naturally be inspired to follow you.
Siis nad loomulikult saavad innustama, saavad olema innustatud sind järgima.
We don't say to fight.
Me ei ütle, et võitle.
We say you must lead by love.
Me ütleme, et sa pead juhtima armastusega.
And by intelligence.
Ja arukusega.
You understand?
Mõistad sa?
Jah. Aga see ei saa toimuda üle öö. See võib võtta 3 aastat, 5 aastat, 10 aastat, 20 aastat.
He's saying that it can't happen overnight. It may take 3 years, 4 or 5.
All right, 3 or 4 years, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. 3-4 aastat, see on hea.
And how long does it take to get a college degree?
Et kui palju on vaja selleks, et saada ülikooli kraadi?
3 or 4 years.
3-4 aastat.
So I'll give you 3 or 4 years deadline.
Seega ma annan sulle 3-4 aastat tähtajaks.
Take the leadership role in your family.
Et võtta juhtpositsioon oma perekonnas.
Now it's the year 2006.
Praegu on 2006.
By 2010 I want you to be fixed up.
Aastaks 2010 ma tahan, et sa oled täiesti püsiv.
Strictly following all the principles.
Rangelt järgides kõiki printsiipe.
Initiated.
Initieeritud.
And the family making nice spiritual progress.
Ja et perekond teeks korraliku vaimset arengut.
Vegetarian.
Taimetoitus.
I'll give you 4 years to pull it up.
Ma annan selle 4 aastat, et seda teha.
So by 2010 you must do it.
Aastaks 2010 sa pead seda tegema.
Okay.
Ja küll.
No.
No?
Ei.
What?
Ma ei saa seda 100% garanteerida. Aga ma töötan selle kallal.
I can't be sure it in it 100%, but I will work on it.
Yeah, you try your best.
Yeah, sa anna oma parim.
And Krishna will help you.
Ja Krishna aitab sind.
Your wife is nice. I saw her last night.
Ma nägin eile naistest. Naine on väga tore.
I can judge someone by the face if they're nice or not. She's a nice lady.
Ta on väga tore naine. Ma näen seda näost.
She's simply a little stupid, that's all.
Aga ta on lihtsalt natuke rumal.
To eat meat is a very stupid thing.
Süüa liha on väga rumal asi.
She was improperly trained by her parents.
Et oma vanemate poolt teda õpetati valesti.
So now you simply have to retrain her, that's all.
Sa pead teda lihtsalt uuesti ümber kasvatama.
You take the training from Prabhupada.
Et sa võta õpetusi juhiselt Prabhupadalt.
You take the training from me.
Ja võtad juhiselt minult.
You take the training from the other devotees.
Ja võtad juhiselt teiselt pühendunutelt.
And give that training to your wife.
Ja annad neid juhiselt oma naisele.
And your children.
Ja oma lastele.
Okay? Jai.
You want to tell him that the story of the hunter? Who was killing the animals, not the hunter, but a thief or robber, the dacoit who was robbing all the people and feeding his family. And Narayana told him no, then he went home.
I don't know that story, you better tell him.
You don't know? There is a past tense, it's not the story, but it's a history. There was a robber, and he used to do all kinds of bad things. Harassing the people, stealing and feeding his family.
On üks lugu ühest röövlist või vargast, kes nagu väga palju varastas ja ahistas inimesi selleks, et oma perekonda toita.
Killing the animals also and feeding meat and all that.
Ja tappes loomi selleks, et liha saada sellega toita oma perekonda.
So one day Narada Muni tells him to stop this, then he said,
ja üks suur pühendunud Narada Muni ütleb talle, et lõpeta see.
He said that, how will I feed my family?
Aga siis
see, if I don't do these activities, then how will I feed my family?
aga siis see inimene ütleb, et mis ma siis teen? Kuidas ma oma perekonna toidan, kui ma ei tee neid tegevusi?
So he said, Madalmoni asked him, when you leave the body and if you are punished, you are feeding this, you are doing all these abominable or sinful activities for your family members. So, what will happen after you leave the body?
Madalmoni küsis selle inimese käest, et sa teed nüüd patuseid tegevusi selleks, et toita oma perekonda, aga mis juhtub siis, kui sa jätad oma keha?
If you are sharing all the things and your family members is sharing every karma with you right now, you say you think that your family is sharing your karma now.
Sorry.
The family, he said that my family is sharing. Narada Muni asked him, is your family going to share your karma?
Narada Muni küsis selle, et inimesed, et kas sinu perekond jagab sinuga sinu karma sellisel juhul?
So he said, why not? My family, I'm feeding, I'm doing all this for my family will surely share my karma.
Ja siis see mees ütles, et jah, muidugi, ma teen seda oma perekonna heaks ja sellisel kindlasti minu perekond jagab koos minuga minu karmat.
So then he said, okay, if you are beaten with the whip by the Yamadutas, is your wife, your children going to share with you?
Ja siis ta Narada Muni ütles sellele mehele, et siis kui jamaduutad siin piitsadega peksavad, et kas siis sinu naine ja lapsed tulevad ja jagavad seda koos sinuga?
He said, yes, my family loves me so much, they will surely take that whipping.
Ja siis see mees ütles, et jah, minu perekond armastab mind nii väga, et kindlasti nad võtavad selle piitsutamise kainda peale.
So Narada Muni said, okay, go ahead and ask your wife.
Ja siis Narada Muni ütles, et jah, jah küll, mine ja küsi oma naisegast.
And then ask your children also if they're going to share the reactions of your sinful activities.
Ja siis mine küsima naise käest, et kas nad tahavad kannatada sinu karma tõttu.
So the man went home and asked the wife.
Ja siis mees läks koju küsis naiselt.
That you're going to share whatever results if I get from my actions and if I'm punished, will you share with me?
Et kõik need tagajärjed, mida ma oma tegude tõttu saan ja kui ma olen selle tõttu karistatud, et kas sa oled nõus neid minuga jagama?
If I'm beaten with the whip,
et kui
you use 100 whips, if I get 100 whips, you're gonna share with me 50%.
Et kui ma saan 50, kui ma saan 100 pizza hoopi, kas sa siis võtad enda peale 50% sellest?
So I said, why should I share it with you? That's you are doing the work, how do I know it's you are doing? So you take it all.
Ja siis naine ütles talle, et sina teed kogu seda tööd ja sina teed seda ja siis kui sina oled nagu seda teinud, siis võtad kõik enda peale.
So he went and asked his sons and daughters and they gave the same reply.
Ja siis ta läks küsisid oma laste käest, oma poegade ja tütarde käest ja nad kõik andsid talle sama vastuse.
So the moral of this story is that the man realized it, that all this he's doing for the wife and children, but they're not gonna share with him any sinful punishment that he's gonna get.
Loo moraal seisneb selles, et sõltumata selles, mida see mees kõikide oma naiste laste heaks.
There is no point in doing this.
Et moraal seisneb selles, et ükskõik mida ta ka ei teeks, et on tema naine ja lapsed ei ole nõus kannatama tema nagu selle tegevuse
tõttu. Moral of the story is that a man may do so many things to keep the family together, all kinds of things, and allow them to do the things, then he is as the leader of the home, he gets the punishment.
Mõtlen see, et kui mees
teeb, the children and the wife and children, they don't share.
Mõtlen see, kui mees teeb väga palju asju selleks, et alamhoida oma perekonda, ja siis asi on selles, et tema teeb kogu töö ja saab kõik tagajärjed ja naine lapsed ei jaga seda temaga.
So the man has to be very careful about it.
Seega peab mees väga ettevaatlik olema selles suhtes.
They are taking from him, but they won't share it.
Ja nad tahavad, naine lapsed tahavad talt küll võtta asju, aga ei taha temaga jagada.
Especially the punishment. They'll take all kinds of good things, whatever he brings it, but they won't take the punishment.
Nad võtavad küll igasuguseid häid asju, aga mitte seda karistust.
Of course, they will get their own punishment, but they won't share with the men. So men gets the double what the children and the wife is doing. By his doing actions, the wife, man gets double.
et muidugi naine ja lapsed saavad oma karistuse, aga see, mida mees teeb naiste ja laste heaks, et siis sa saad nagu topelt oma ja siis.
So anything else?
Peale selle midagi veel.
Okay, so carry on nicely here in Estonia with your devotional practices.
Jätkake hästi korralikult siin Eestis oma pühendunud teenimisega.
Krishna has blessed you with a nice sangha here, a nice group of devotees.
Krishna on õnnistanud teid väga toreda pühendunute grupiga.
Remain always coming together regularly for programs every much as possible.
Nii palju kui võimalik tulge regulaarselt kokku programmidele.
Chant your rounds faithfully, follow the principles.
Järgige oma printsiipe, korrake oma ringe usuga.
Take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Ja võtke vastu varjupaik autoriteetse vaimse õpetaja juures.
And make your life successful.
Ja tehke oma elu edukaks.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.